Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh. The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Sponsored by Fresh Wave. If it stinks, they'll fix it. Dave, what do you got?
Well, there was a rule in the Blackhawks 2-1 loss to Tampa Bay last night that even Coach Joel Quenneville admitted he had only seen enforced once in his long career in the game.
I've been around a long time for that number of games I've seen. I've seen one other time it happened. So I think a lot of people didn't know the rule.
Q was talking about the interference penalty on Patrick Kane that led to the power play which produced Tampa Bay's game-winning goal. Kane had just served 2 minutes for high-sticking. His penalty expired. Kane had a chance to play the puck, but he wasn't fully out of the penalty box and was called for interference, sending Kane right back to the box 3 seconds after his first penalty had expired. Nikita Kucherov would score on that power play, the ensuing power play, to put Tampa Bay ahead 2-1. So what was the rule? It's Rule 56.2 in the NHL rulebook, and it says a minor penalty shall be imposed on any identifiable player on the bench or the penalty bench who, by means of his stick or his body, interferes with the movements of the puck or any opponent on the ice during progress of play. In addition, should a player about to come onto the ice play the puck while one or both skates are still on the bench, a minor penalty for interference shall be assessed. So that's the rule that was called last night. The Blackhawks came up short, but it ought to be pointed out the Blackhawks had two third period power plays and weren't able to take advantage on any of those. That's our Hawkopedia for today.
Once again, you've learned something thanks to Dave Ennett, and it's sponsored by Fresh Wave. If you stink, put some Fresh Wave near you. It's the official deodorizer of your Chicago Blackhawks.